thing, the water of evil, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Dark waters of the dark places of the earth are signed against my life, presented to dry up. The water of healing, the water of recovery, the water of awesomeness, the water of my breakthrough, the water of my victory, the water of my settlement, the water of life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Dry up by fire. Dry up by force. Dry up by fire. Dry up by force. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And there is somebody on this altar. Every plan that the enemy has to make you to put your stuff in carton boxes in a hurry, it has failed. It is not going to take place in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But the bottom line is that you yourself, you have to believe in the word of the Lord. You have to believe in the ability of God to give you victory. We are seeing God standing in for people on this altar in so many different ways. I've seen a young man that the Lord sent me to that I've met before in a place of work. And the Lord said to me, because he's been out of job for a while, he said I should call him to my house. I was going to pick him at the train station, travel a long way to come to my house. I pick him on the train. He cannot even buy fuel in his own vehicle. It was that bad. And beloved, as I picked that boy, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to buy food for him. I stopped by at the Chinese, bought food for his wife. I don't know what I'm doing. I thought that was not enough. God has spoken to me to put some money aside. I don't know for who and for what. It was in an envelope. God said to me, give that man £250 that is in that envelope. I did not know why. And I thought I'd bring him home to pray for him. And I wanted to pray. God said, don't pray. Just talk to that man. And I don't know what I was to say. As I opened my mouth, God begins to speak about testimonies and begins to make me to speak to the individual, talking to him from the word of the Lord, telling him that court cases that rises against you, you will win those court cases. I've given that testimony. And I gave a scenario as the Lord brought it to me in that period of discussion and told me when when I took the police in this country to court. As God taught me what was going to happen, showed me, and even when my lawyer had prayed me to be ready to fail, my solicitor looked at me and said, we are losing this battle, Lord. He said, I will appeal. I said, I didn't come here to lose no battle. What happened to the paper I gave you earlier? And the court had a recess. And the lawyer, the court clerk says, I pulled my copy of the paper out. And the court clerk said that, who wrote this? I said, I did. And when the court came back into session, they put me, made me to talk because everything my solicitor was saying was rubbish. He told me when I gave him the paper, he said, are you going to be your own barrister? I said, God is my barrister. Where is the barrister? He didn't show up. She didn't show up. So I said, who is going to do this? I said, are you the one that I saw from home? And I called my brother's wife and I said, you remember what I told you before I got home, before I left home? I said, there is no barrister. I said, so don't keep quiet. Keep praying. In 5 minutes, of being in that box, because heaven gave me what I don't know. Secrets of the police were exposed, and I prevailed in that case. And I finished talking with that man on that day without praying for him. And the Lord said, anoint him. I anointed him, anointed his hand. And I said, Mercy is going to speak for you today. And beloved, he told me, he said, even I won't touch anybody I will anoint my wife with this at my house. And that young man told me on that day, he said, Pastor, you didn't pray, but you are praying. Because everything that you have said is about my case. And I said, he said to me, he said, two houses are going to be repossessed. I said, they will not. I said, go to God. Because he had not been faithful, he could not take care of his bill. When you are out of job, you are facing issues. And that young man went to court. On that day, and the judge said, Mr. So-and-so, why have you not paid your mortgage? And he said, I don't have a job. And they said, do you think that the bank has the right to take your house from you? He said, yes, I know, but. And the judge said, what do you do? He said, this is the work that I do. And the judge said to him, let that man be paying a ridiculous amount of money, like not even up to £20, until he gets a job. And beloved, not only did God give him a breakthrough on that, he came, and the second time God said to me, pray for him now to get a job. And I said, you are the one that will pray for yourself. I will lead you in the prayer. And he prayed. And in the same week, he got two offers for a job on the same week. God is not a respecter of person. And you have to know that it's got nothing to do with Pastor Ellen. Because Pastor Ellen does not know what she was doing. Pastor Ellen was just listening to what God is saying. And there is somebody here right now. If that's your house, you already have carton boxes. I can count the type of carton boxes and the number of carton boxes. And you said that you are praying. But yet, in your house, in your heart, you are waiting for that day that they will tell you to be evicted from your property. God said it is a lie. It shall not take place. Neither shall it stand. God said, I speak of the end from the beginning. My counsel shall stand and I will do my good pleasure. Mercy is answered in your case and you shall not be displaced. In the name of Jesus, therefore I stand as a servant of the Most High God, I decree and declare every verdict of hell to displace you from your home is canceled now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I cancel it. 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 I enforce whatever that's decided in your case. I declare in counsel, mercy avail and prevail for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every demonic boxes prepared to displace you from the land and from life, I command it to be located by the thunder and the fire of God and be burned to ashes in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Zependo kosi ike kuazo. Endege epio tokosi katuazo. Ezoprondege kusosia. Endolobosa arte. I want you to lift up your voice as you say this morning. Every affliction sponsored by hell to weaken me, to weary me, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I am no longer your candidate. Dry up by fire, dry up by fire. when mercy speaks, is that the helpers of destiny will locate you. I don't know that man from before. He probably did not know that I was a pastor. He has no clue that one day his answer, God will use me to deliver it. He probably does not know what lies ahead, but God bring a connection to that individual before his problem arose. And God already has a plan to bring him out of trouble. That is why that God is the all-knowing, the word of God, everything is plain before God. If he that knew no sin was meant to sin for us, that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And Jesus Christ has died before I got into the trouble of sin. It guarantees me that God is aware of your challenge, and in Christ is the solution for your freedom. In Christ is the helper that he has said. He said from the very first day, I said an helper to you. But beloved, it is possible to have met your helper and you have despised your helper. It is possible for you, because they don't look like what you think, to have seen your solution and it looks like another problem. The woman at the well saw Jesus, the solution, thought it was also another one of the bloke. Beloved, your solution might be here, and you've gone through up every prayer altar. You know how. And you think unto the berry. Beloved, I was speaking with somebody. As soon as I opened my mouth some time ago, and God already told me about the outcome of our issue. What was inside of her came out. She said, they started again. But it was only a matter of weeks that God meant what he said concerning her. But why does he have to wait for that number of weeks for her case to be true? Because he despised the bottle that has his answer in it. He despised the vessel that God has prepared with his answer. You might have drank unpolluted waters, but when you come to the river of life, your answer is in the word of God. Your answer is in God, and you are not to despise it. Therefore, you are going to say, Lord, in any situation of my life that I have despised the answer that you gave me, you want to wear time. But God said that is not what I carved you for. There is an assignment that God has for you. You despise it. Why don't you to say to God, give me a second chance. Anything good that I've despised, anything that God has ordained for me that I have despised, Lord, give me another opportunity. By your mercy, let me locate my answer. Let me locate my solution. By the word of the Lord, do not pass me by. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And beloved, somebody on this altar, what agitated you and started you on what became a sickness did not start as being unpleasant. It looks like a pleasant thing, almost when you're looking at sweet. Who will see sweet and not lick it? I'm speaking. But that which you have leaked has caused you sickness and made you to go back a number of times. But that yoke is broken, and that devil on the inside of you is coming out this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And when I speak about it looking as sweet, sweet is sweet. So the tongue, but the word of God is sweeter than the honey in the honeycomb. What looks good and looks attractive, but has lured you into trouble, you are saying to the Lord, anything that I have taken, anything that you have made me do, anything that I have acquired, that has created continued problems in my life today, Lord, I vomit it by fire. It was a deadly poison. And your word says, if I eat or drink any deadly poison, it shall not by any means hurt me. I vomit every deadly poison in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. I command a total eviction of any poison in my system now. It's a piata. Engeke kusozi ato. Endeke kesu ato. Ondo dogo si ito. Elabeke kesu ato. Endeke kusozi. Endeke kustozozia. Ilobrondege zezia. Otobolia apioto. Endeke kesu ato. Endeke kesuzia. Zeprondege kesuzia. Endege kesua zapondo ilabakososie indeleba asa. Say to the Lord in this time of fasting, let your word be sweet to me. When it's sweet to me, it answers my question, provides solutions to my problems. Let your word be beneficial, be profitable unto me in the name of Jesus. For my answer, for my recovery, for my divine direction, for my divine helper, for my divine aid, for my divine breakthrough, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let your word be profitable unto me in all things. Let your word become the instrument of prosperity, the instrument of divine achievement, the instrument of favor in my life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It supports and gekusosiate elebrendoso. Si ikega zozia, endeke kesuato, endalabo sozie, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, the word of the Lord said in Isaiah 33 verse 1, woe to thee that spoilest, and thou wast not spoiled, that is, a spoiler is a destroyer. A spoiler is a vandal, is one that vandalizes what belongs to the righteous. A spoiler is an armed robber. A spoiler is a stealer. A spoiler is an emptier. A spoiler is a power that takes what does not belong to him. The word of the Lord said, woe to thee that spoileth, and thou wast not spoiled, and dealest treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with thee. When thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled, and when you shall make an end of dealing treacherously, they shall deal treacherously too with thee. And who is the spoiler? Is a destroyer. NLV, we read the same scripture. It says, it is bad for you, O destroyer. You who are not destroyed yourself, you cannot be trusted, but others have trusted you. As soon as you finish destroying, that is, as soon as you finish spoiling, you will be destroyed. You will be spoiled. As soon as you finish lying, others will lie to you. Oh, God said, the hand of the spoiler spoil the spoiler and give us our portion back. That is why you are going to pray for open heaven. As you take your family prayer, as we take our family prayer, even for this day, the 2nd of December, your heaven must be open to see your spoiler despoiled, to see your troubler troubled, to see your recovery of everything that the spoiler has spoiled in your life, whether it is time, whether it is your marriage, whether it is your business, your career, your work with God, any area where the vandalist has vandalized what belongs to you, you are coming back with a testimony that the spoiler has been spoiled, the destroyer has been destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus, and you are coming back with testimony of prevailing over what was assigned to prevail over you. Therefore, you are saying, Lord, as I take the prayer point of day 2, open down my heaven. Walk with me, O God. Pray through me by your spirit. Let every spoiler of destiny, of my life, of my marriage, of my ministry, of my career, of my finances, be despised, be despised, be despised. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let every spoiler that is assigned against my destiny be despised now. Be despised now. Be despised now. My heaven, I charge you, be open. Let the blood of Jesus open up the heavens over my life. My heaven, you are not permitted to be present. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let my heaven be open to see my testimony, to experience results in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now, we are going to present before we go our friends. Appear to honor them. Pastor Yemi, Pastor Peters, Oladele, Aki, Sheyi, Sheyi Atru, Sheyi Shende, Caroline, Savannah, Sarah, Koroma. We are presenting our friends before the Lord. Arthur, we are presenting our brothers before the Lord. David, Anjayolu, and we are presenting the sons and the daughters of God that has an infirmity of any type in their body today. By the sent word of the Lord, Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent forth his word and deliver our land from trouble. He healed us and deliver us from every trouble. Affliction of infirmity is a trouble. Therefore, we are saying, all these men whose name, women whose name are mentioned before the Lord, or anyone sick on this altar this morning, we send forth the word of God to you for your healing, for your recovery. Burn out from sickness, burn out from infirmity, burn out from cancer, burn out from leukemia, burn out from insanity, burn out from confusion, burn out from kidney. Sister Bello, I command your balance now from every kidney disease. In the mighty name of Jesus, and death and infirmity, I command your release from every form of infirmity. HIV, kidney failure, liver failure, every spinal cord problem, every neurological disease, every genetic disorder, every form of paralysis, and everything that brings you into stagnation because of health challenges, I command your freedom today from the spirit of infirmity. Your head shall not reject recovery. Be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Be totally healed. Be totally healed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We enforce your freedom, even from sickness, into divine health. For Jesus was wounded for your transgression. The chastisement of your peace was upon him. He was bruised for your iniquities. And by his stripes you are made whole. I declare you whole. Every fiber whole. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore I decree and declare. Our sons and our daughters shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be their peace. In the name of Jesus, they shall be 10 times wiser than their mates. I command the release of the spirit of wisdom in their hearts and in their lives. I arrest the spirit of rebellion in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I command favor of God to answer in every court cases for favorable decision to be made on behalf of the righteous. Therefore, I decree and declare, anyone that has interviewed today will return with testimony in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I command any immigration issue begin to experience divine favor for your settlement in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the peace of God that passes all understanding guide every heart and mind of the prevailers in Christ Jesus today and forevermore, in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father, for if God is for us, who shall be against us? Thank you for surrounding us with favor as with a shield, and thank you for bringing us to the end of this year, end of today, even with a joyful sound. Thank you for divine strength that quickened us by the Spirit of the living God to make us to finish today well. And this year with good news, with testimonies of recovery, of healing, of supernatural help, of divine answers, of supernatural understanding. Lord, thank you for doing your deeds by your mercy that you have extended in our direction today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare that the voice of rejoicing and salvation abide in the tabernacle of the righteous. No voice of grief, no voice of sorrow, no voice of confusion, no voice of trouble and traumatic experience is permitted around the habitation of the righteous. For as mountains surround Jerusalem, so the glory of the Lord surround his people. So the glory of the Lord surround us now and forevermore. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, my Father and my God, who is at work in me both to do and to will to do his good pleasure. Unto you that perform your word to perfection and that does what you have sent me to declare and spoke even unto your people this morning with signs and wonders in exceeding and great measure that surpass our imagination and expectation. Unto you we return the glory, unto you we return the honor, unto you we return the praise, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, for the redeemed of the Lord are returning with testimonies to the greatness of your name and the wonders of your work and your workings in our lives, in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Father, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' name, we have